Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband.
Great.
How was your break? How was New Year's, Christmas, everything?
It was great. Yeah, we had good holidays and a blast in New York celebrating his birthday.
I know. That was so nice of you. You had all his friends. Did you plan it and put it all together? I'm sure you did.
Of course I did.
Yeah. So has he been behaving as a husband? It's been so long, and there was a lot of stress over the holidays. I know that.
Yeah. You know what, Anna? He did really good. He helped around the house, and he did everything.
I'm over here. Silent. I just keep waiting for a but I mean, I was pretty good.
Yeah, we really only had one argument, and that's because he liked to tell me how to drive, and that was on the way to New York. But
Right, she likes to tell me how to drive by not allowing me to drive. That's what she did on the way to New York.
Because she wanted it to be a surprise on where you were going?
I mean, I knew once we were going that far, I knew. Like, once, you know.
Because I wanted to be safe, Anna, because I didn't want to have an anxiety attack in the passenger seat.
Right.
Well, you know what? Some people drive defensively. Other people drive offensively. You can decide which side I'm on.
They make me, like, on edge when they criticize the driving, you know?
Yeah, well, the fight was because he wanted me to pull out in front of a car and cross four lanes of traffic, and I won't do that. You know, I'm a safe driver.
You got a turbo. Just, you know, nail it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I can see why that's upsetting. But let's talk about tonight, because it's our big holiday party, and I know that this has to be interesting for you, because this is the first time you're exposed to the full, like, group of crazy people that work here all in one setting, and the first time you're meeting everybody.
Jeez, no pressure, Anna.
Well, no. Like, trust me, you'll be the most normal person there by far. There's no question in my mind about it.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little disturbed that you went and got a spray tan, and I'm gonna be all wintry and pale in my dress. You're not allowed to stand next to me.
Well, the darkest part of her body, you'll be happy to know, is actually her hands.
Right.
And she tells me there's something definitely weird going on with her armpits.
Yeah, it's like, I was too cheap to, like, go to the place that has the person do it for you, so I went to, like, the machine, and the machine,
oh yeah,
like, I don't know what I was thinking last night, and now I'm, like, all blotchy all over the place. I'm, like, half orange, my armpits are discolored, my palms are, like, I don't even, it looks like I haven't showered in weeks. It's terrible.
It's normal, basically.
So what are you wearing tonight to the party?
I got a fabulous dress, something I would never buy. Wait, I actually spent more on it than I did on the bridesmaid's dress I recently had to buy, so there's that.
I get it, because I remember the first time I had to go to my husband's company party. It's like there's a certain pressure about it, because there's already preconceived notions in people's mind of what you look like. It's like you're being judged. You're like, that's Raven's wife.
Right.
I feel like I'm already in trouble.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I know this is girl talk, but it's making me nervous.
I know that there's no reason to be, because once you get there and we have a couple drinks, we're all out on the dance floor and it's a good time. And I mean, maybe, because I'm DJing. We'll see how that goes. But yeah. But, like, it'll be great. But I understand that the pressure that has to go along with that.
Yeah, he doesn't understand the pressures we have. You know, he's like, you look great. I don't know what you're stressing about. He just doesn't get it.
Right. Well, that's, like, their job is not to get it. What grade are you going to give him for the week?
I'm going to give him an A.
All right. I mean, you can't beat that. Everything has been so good. You guys had such a great couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
Now, the question is can you uphold this with the holiday party tonight and all the stresses that come with January? Because, you know, January is when the bills start coming in and all that.
I think I'm going to go vomit.